This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush is in full campaign mode this evening. For months, the president has been telling audiences at fundraisers around the country that the campaign would come in due time. Instead, he presented himself as a leader above the fray. No more. In a Washington speech to the Republican Governors Association a few minutes ago, he targeted Democrats directly.
Candidates are an interesting group with diverse opinions. For tax cuts and against them. For NAFTA and against NAFTA. For the Patriot Act and against the Patriot Act. In favor of liberating Iraq and opposed to it. And that's just one senator from Massachusetts.
The president responded to attacks the Democratic candidates have been making against him. He defended his record on the war and on the economy in what is a preview of a re-election campaign stump speech we'll no doubt hear many times between now and November. NPR's Don Gagne is at the White House. Don, why now? The president had not been expected to be this overtly political until the Democrats had settled on a nominee.
I think they realized they had no choice but to really start responding to some of the attacks that have been out there. The president has been on the defensive of late. You may recall that his State of the Union was not very highly regarded. He didn't get any kind of a bump in the polls after that. There have been serious questions about his record in the National Guard. The weapons of mass destruction have not been found, and there's an investigation into why and how the administration used intelligence. The economy, while it is growing again, has not been creating jobs at the level that certainly that the administration had predicted. So with all of this swirling around out there, it is the intent of the White House that this speech articulates the president's vision for the country, talks about what he called tonight a historic record of achievement, and puts him firmly on the offensive.
He talked about the terrorist attacks of 9/11. Did he put that event or those events in any context that's different from what we've heard him say over the past year?
He did not. Some of the language was a little bit different, but he has talked about that, obviously, a great deal over the past 2.5 years. And tonight he said, we saw war and grief arrive on a quiet September morning, and how from that day his administration has pursued terrorists across the world. And echoing some of his previous speeches, he talked about how they've captured or killed many of the leaders of Al-Qaeda. And he talked about standing in the ruins of the Twin Towers that day we all saw him with the bullhorn on 9/14 of 01, just a few days after 9/11, when workers there told him, shouted to him, do not let us down. And he said in this campaign speech tonight that he has no intention of letting anyone down.
And what about Iraq, Don? It's an area where Democrats certainly have been very critical of the president.
Yes, he acknowledged that there's plenty of work to be done, that it's dangerous. But on the weapons of mass destruction, he talked about everybody who read that intelligence, from Congress to other countries to the United Nations, saw Iraq as a threat, and that he would not wait for threats to be fully materialized by the time to act. So he defended that in much the same way he has in the past.
On the economy, he talked about the need for tax cuts to be made permanent. Anything new there?
Not especially. He talked about historic tax relief, and he says that any of these Democrats who might assume the presidency would want to take more of the public's money and use it to expand the government.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thanks, Don.
Thank you.